Seattle, Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Residents of Syria's rebel-held city Aleppo have reported a surge of airstrikes, which local monitors say have killed at least 30 people. Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had diffused hostilities for nearly a week.
Ma crainte, et je l'ai souligné au Conseil de sécurité, et les événements de ces dernières heures.
Speaking at the United Nations in New York, French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said his fear is that the most recent events in the past hours with the bombing of Aleppo is that the Assad government is playing the card whereby Syria will be partitioned and that its supporters will let this happen. Aleppo is Syria's second largest city. It has been divided among government troops, rebel militias, Islamic extremists, and Kurdish fighters since 2012. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov says Syria's moderate opposition must separate from certain terrorist groups before it can be a real cessation of hostilities. Lavrov complained that the United States and Russia, as co-chairs of the International Syria Support Group, agreed on the truce, and it went into effect on September 12th, and there has been, to his count, almost 350 opposition-led attacks in Aleppo alone. This week, the U.S.-supported Turkish-backed Free Syrian Army forces suffered a series of setbacks to the hand of the Islamic State in northern Syria. Setbacks are rekindling concerns over the effectiveness of the FSA fighters and whether they could force Ankara to deploy more of its own troops into Syria. This is VOA News.